Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Let's establish an immutable fact. We're not gloom and doom kind of people. If you want somebody who's going to tell you the world's going in going to hell in a handbasket, you got the wrong preachers. If you want someone who's trying to connect all the dots and dates from Daniel and Revelation to prove it's the end of days, you got the wrong people. I can tell you personally, I haven't spent 1 minute in the past 20 years wondering or worrying about who the Antichrist is. In fact, during my lifetime, there have been 10 people who have been identified as the Antichrist. But I want to tell you this. I do believe that if we put our faith and trust in God and His Word, then He'll keep us protected from any and all personal, financial, or spiritual turbulence. But when it comes to finances, the question remains. Is there a vast economic conspiracy organized against the people of this and every other country? Absolutely. The attack is waged in every generation by none other than the devil. He's out to destroy our finances. Do we believe there's going to be a new economic world order replacing the current system? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's called the end time wealth transfer, and it's written about in Proverbs 13:22.
Proverbs 13, verse 22 in the Classic Amplified Bible. A good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner finds its way eventually into the hands of the righteous, for whom it was laid up.
Do we believe that other countries are salivating over the prospects of an American economic collapse? Absolutely. The leaders of various totalitarian terrorist states hate everything about our one nation under God and the freedoms we enjoy. Do we believe the American economy and economic policies are headed in the wrong direction? Absolutely. Neither a family nor a government can spend more than it earns without facing consequences. Do I think people, especially believers, should live within their means and be an example to others? Absolutely. Here are 7 things we're directed to share with you on how to avoid an economic meltdown. Number one, turn off the negativity of the news and turn on to the Word of God filled with hope. We have a choice. We'll either believe the report of the world or the report of the Lord. One of my favorite songs is, "Whose Report Will You Believe?" We will believe the report of the Lord. We'll believe the report of the Lord. His report says, "I'm healed, I'm filled, I'm free." His report says, "Victory." Now, if I'm healed, filled, free, and have the victory, why should I be worried about an economic or any other kind of meltdown? His word says I'm protected. Psalm 91 is what we call the hedge of protection chapter. We strongly encourage you to read, meditate, and memorize this chapter. In fact, I encourage you to go to haroldherring.com, click on the button that says personalized scriptures, and personalize Psalm 91 for you. But we want to share with you Psalm 91. Verses 14, 15, and 16 in the Message Bible.
If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care if you'll only get to know and trust me. Call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw a party. I'll give you a long life, give you a long drink of salvation. His report says he answers my prayers. Jeremiah 29, verses 12 through 14. This in the Classic Amplified Bible. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity. His report says he gives me peace. John 14, verse 27. This in the Classic Amplified Bible. Peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. His report also says he gives me hope when everything seems hopeless. Jeremiah 29:11 in the New Living Translation. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. The Message Bible translation of Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out, plans to take care of you, not abandon you, plans to give you the future you hope for.
So once again, we're going to ask, whose report do you believe? Number two, obey God's economic rules. Obey God's economic rules. Let's look at three of the main scriptural tenets of God's plan for our financial independence.
Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. That should be a staple for anybody who's followed this ministry. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto his to thy fathers as it is this day. Malachi 3:10 in the New Living Translation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test. Can anybody say hallelujah? 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And God is able to make all grace, every favor, an earthly blessing, come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances, in whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation.
We are blessed, or will be blessed, so that we can be a blessing to others. See, God does not prosper us just for the purpose of raising our standard of living. He prospers us so we can raise our standard of giving. As we raise our level of giving, our standard of living will rise as a result. These scriptures, among others, are the hallmark of God's economic plans, which will keep us safe and secure regardless of what's happening around us or in the world. Number three, will you give back the money you've lost? Absolutely. And seven times what's been lost or stolen. There'll be times in life when the enemy takes what belongs to you. He'll steal your income, your home, family member, your time, your health. So we have to be aggressive in going after what the enemy has stolen.
Proverbs 6, verse 31. But if he, the thief, be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. The point being, we know who the thief is. Maybe he was an uncle Maybe he was this or that or the other, a boss, a supervisor. But the point of it is we know who the thief really is. It's the one, the spiritual authority behind that, the enemy himself. And if we take the enemy to the court of heaven, then it doesn't matter what's happening around us. We know who's working on our behalf and bringing it to pass. Joel 2:25 says, but if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. Whatever the devil takes has to be repaid seven times when we take it before the real court, which is the court of heaven. Don't you think that the enemy of your soul would think twice before taking what belongs to you if he knows that payback is inevitable?
Hallelujah. Now, we'll pick up here on tomorrow's call. But before we close, sometimes I look back through emails that we've received. And I came across one last night from a dear friend, Marlene, who not so long ago wrote, "It said in yesterday's Rich Thoughts for Breakfast for us to let you know what the teaching means to us. This is like a life course to me. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have these teachings daily. I'm sorry I can't be here to listen in the morning due to work. I have to listen later in the evening. I would say to you have always taught something that is beneficial and a blessing. The other day you did a teaching on rejection that was so uplifting. As I've just gone through one of those days at work, I particularly like the one you did recently on working for God and not your employer. Have a good attitude regardless of those around me. Your teachings give me strength to keep going. I know it must be a lot of work for both of you, but just know the teachings are priceless. Your way of tying life and how the Bible applies is helping me go spiritually beyond anything I could imagine. Thank you. Thank you. Marlene, you're a treasured friend and have been for a long time. We appreciate you and we're just blessed by your words. Before I end the call, too, I want to encourage everyone to pray for everyone in the wake of Hurricane Irma. I said a few days back that every name has to bow to the name of Jesus. So join me and join us in praying that Irma, just the name of Irma, will bow to the name of Jesus. And as winds will die down, the waves will subside, and that Irma will dissolve and dissipate. Put a hedge of protection around everybody in its wake. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Make sure you plan to join us tonight at 6 o'clock Eastern for Sunday Night Live. Go to haroldherring.com. Double click on the button that says join Harold and Beth Sunday night. You'll be blessed by this teaching. Make sure as you get to the website that you check out this week's 2-minute video. And if you feel blessed by the teaching where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we'll ever ask. Well, until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern or tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.